Blog Talk Radio.
Again.
You are our house.
You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Glory be to God. Truly, our God is Alpha and Omega. This is Reverend Doris Dorsey. I am the pastor of In His Present Ministry World Evangelism. Here on Block Talk Radio, along with my husband, Reverend Frankie J. Dorsey, we greet you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We truly thank him for another day. We give him honor, glory, and praise on today. Glory be to God. Truly, truly, my soul magnifies the Lord, for truly, he is worthy of all our praise on today. Truly, he is worthy of all thanksgiving. Truly, he is God Almighty, and truly, we give him the praise and the honor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is so good, and I pray that God will bless all of you today that are listening, those of you that are going to be listening to later on in the archive, that you will be blessed by the word of God on today, because truly God's word is food for our spiritual man that will keep us and suffice us through all that we go through in this life. And truly I pray that you will be blessed by knowing that God is eternity. God is the God of eternity, that he is the everlasting God. Glory be to God. He's a God of eternity, the everlasting God. That is our message for today, and it's coming from Psalms 90, verses 1 through 2. Glory be to God. And the word of God reads, "You have been our dwelling place in all generations, there before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God." I would like to read that again. "You have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God." Hallelujah. God created everything, including mankind. Glory be to God, and everything belongs to him. The word is God of eternal, the everlasting God. Hallelujah. As I looked at everlasting is forever, eternal. The Greek word translated as everlasting in the Old Testament means age lasting, as contract with what is brief and fleeting. In other words, what is for only a moment that will perish away. Glory be to God. But before I go, continue on, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, I come giving you honor, glory, and praise on today. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, I thank you for your protection. I thank you, Lord God, that you allow me to come before you today to break forth your word to thy people, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that your spirit will take control and the darkness will decrease, Lord God, and the spirit will come forth, Lord God, that he will mightily bring forth your word to thy people, God, that everyone that has ear to hear on today, God, will be blessed. Father God, I give you honor, glory, and praise. There is none like you, O God. Father God, you was here before anything was, and you'll be here when everything else is gone. And God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you are a faithful God, a God that loves us, Lord God, in spite of our ways, God. And God, I give you praise for that. I ask you right now, Father God, to forgive my sins, Lord God, things that I may have done, said, thought, looked upon, or felt in my heart, Lord God, that was not pleasing unto you, Lord God, that nothing may hinder your word to go forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask it all. Father God, I ask you to bless the listeners, Lord God, those that are listening at this time and those that will be listening later, Lord God. Lord God, help them to be encouraged, Father God, in your word, Father God, and be steadfast, unmovable, and be as Paul says, Lord God, that we're going to fight this good fight, Lord God, until the end, knowing that we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, who strengthened us, Lord God. God, I thank and I glorify you. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen. The word of God says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Hallelujah. Everlasting, forever, eternal. The Greek word translated as everlasting in the New Testament, age lasting, as contrasts with the what is brief and fleeting. God has neither a beginning nor an end. He is eternal existence. He is Alpha and Omega and our everlasting God. Revelation 1 and 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet, declares that God is everything from A to Z. Hallelujah. He is in control of all history. Isaiah 44 and 6, as the Almighty One God, power is absolute. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the Almighty One, God's power is absolute. Isaiah 44 and 6 says, this is what the Lord says, Israel, King and Redeemer, Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is no other God besides God. The song says, I searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. There is nobody greater than God. Hallelujah. God has existed from all eternity and shall exist to all eternity. He never began to live and shall never cease to be the King ever living and ever able to redeem. One who will never see decay or corruption. One who cannot be seen but works everywhere, one who possesses wisdom above any creature, including mankind, one who is to be respected, honored, and glorified forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isaiah 40 and 28 says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. God never grows tired. He never faints. And no man can really understand God, glory be to God, because he is God Almighty. Hallelujah. Psalms 102, verse 12 and verse 24 through 28 says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generation. Verse 24 through 28 says, I said, O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them, and they will be changed. Hallelujah. But you are the same, hallelujah, and your years have no end. The children of your servant will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. Glory be to God. The word of God lets us know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's yesterday, tomorrow, and forever. Hallelujah. Because God reigns forever and remains the same. His mercy to those who look to him for salvation will not fail. Glory be to God. When you call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God, to be saved, and hallelujah, glory be to God, and call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah, you shall be saved, hallelujah. God will not fail you. God is not a man that he can lie. God is not a man that he shall fail us. God is faithful, hallelujah. He is everlasting God. He is eternity God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Isaiah 43, 10, 11 says, you are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he, because before me there was no God form, hallelujah, nor shall there be after me, hallelujah. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Glory be to God. God is the only way. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The only way in which man can be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except for by him. Glory be to God. In Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Everything that was created by God and for him. Glory be to God. Colossians, the third chapter. Hallelujah. God exists before all creation. He expanded beyond it, and by virtue of having begotten it, he compares all that it is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. John 1:1-3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made. Through him and without him, nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God made everything. He created everything. God the Father, God the Son, hallelujah, and God the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning means in eternity past with God, who had divine divinity but not humanity. The Word is Jesus Christ, the ultimate expression of God. John declared that Jesus was a divine agent who was responsible for the entire creation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:8 says, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. He who is and who was and who is coming is God, the eternal Father. The seven spirits who are before God's throne are the operating spirits of God, the Spirit Jesus Christ, to God the faithful, hallelujah, witness to the church, the firstborn of the dead, the triune God as God, the eternal Father, hallelujah. He was in the past, he is in the present, and he is coming in the future, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Exodus 3:14-15 says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am have sent you. Verse 15 said, moreover, and God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my memoir to all generation. Hallelujah. God, the great I am. Hallelujah. God identify himself as I am, who I am, revealing his divine name, declares his character and attribute, reinforcing that the issue is not who Moses is, but who is with him. Glory be to God. God is with Moses, hallelujah, just like he is with his children on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The name is related to the Hebrew word meaning to be. Glory be to God. And so implies the absolute existence of God. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of God you have, hallelujah, today, but there is no God greater than God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalms 105 says, for the Lord is God, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. God is good. That is God, a part of God attributes. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But not just a good God. He is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. The past generation, the generation now, and the generation that will come. Glory be to God. Isaiah 43:16 says, you, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's our Father. He's our Redeemer. From everlasting is his name. Glory be to God. In Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verse 9, it says, he is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. Glory be to God. Jeremiah 10:10 says, says, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. Hallelujah. Everlasting King. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is everything that idols are not. He is the true God and everlasting King. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is God Almighty. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 33 and 27 says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall tread out the enemies from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. God is our refuge, a very help, present help in time of trouble. Glory be to God. He shelters us. Glory be to God. He hides us in his provision. Glory be to God. He will fight our battles for us. Glory be to God. God is always present. He is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-sovereign God. Hallelujah. He is God of eternity. He is the everlasting God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isaiah 26 and 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As long as I continue to stand on the word of God, hallelujah, and put God first in my life, hallelujah, I know that no matter what comes, hallelujah, that God, Jehovah, is my everlasting strength. Glory be to God. John 10 and 27 and 28 said, Jesus says, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, hallelujah, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck, snatch them out of my hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What assurance that is. Glory be to God. That nobody can pluck the children out of Jesus' hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are his sheep. Hallelujah. And as his sheep, we should know his voice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he will give us eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 2 and 7 says, eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. Eternal life to those by patient continually in doing good seek for giving glory, honor, and immortality. Glory be to God. Although the phrase doing good describes Christians, their salvation was not granted because they did good works, but because they trust in Christ, who earned eternal life for them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The only way that we can have eternal life is in Jesus Christ. And the only way eternal life can exist is by God being everlasting. Glory be to God. God is an everlasting God. Hallelujah. Even after death, hallelujah, we shall have eternal life. The word of God says, O death, where is thy sting? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It says, nothing shall separate us from the love of God, not even death. Glory be to God. Even in death, we shall have eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm talking about today, God of eternity, the God, an everlasting God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In John 3:16, the word of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be to God. Everlasting life. Everlasting forever. Hallelujah. Forever after we leave this world. Glory be to God. We shall live eternity with God. Hallelujah. But we must continue to be steadfast, unmovable in the works of the Lord. We must continue to stay focused on the word of God. Even though trials and tribulation may come, glory be to God, we can know that we have a God that is everlasting, that was here before anything was, and will be here when everything else has passed away. Glory be to God. Truly, we give God all the honor and the glory today for his word of knowing this, hallelujah, that our God shall never fail us. Glory be to God. But we must continue, hallelujah, to keep focus on him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said that he comes to, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. A lot of times we think that God is talking about material things. Glory be to God. But I'm not concerned about material things. I'm concerned about when this soul body has been laid in the ground. Hallelujah. That my soul, my spirit will be with the Lord. That I'll have that abundant life. I won't have no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears. Glory be to God. But I'll live eternity with God. Hallelujah. With the angels singing, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. Are you striving to have that eternal life with God today? Knowing that God is a God of eternity. Hallelujah. The everlasting God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes it seems so hard in this life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that you have to stand so strong. Glory be to God. You have to be faithful unto God, for knowing that God is faithful unto us. It gets hard sometimes. Hallelujah. But every time I study the word of God, hallelujah, it helps me remember, glory be to God, who I serve. Hallelujah. And that no matter what, hallelujah, as long as I continue to be faithful unto God, as long as I continue to press on as Paul did, hallelujah, even though he went through what he went through, glory be to God, he continued to press on, hallelujah, for the mark of the prize of the high calling, glory be to God, hallelujah, that one day I'll have that eternity with God, hallelujah, and I'll hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, hallelujah, glory be to God, a God that can be anything that you want him to be, hallelujah, in your time of this life, he can be a bridge over troubled water, hallelujah, he'll be a doctor in a sick room, he'll be a lawyer in a courtroom, hallelujah, he's a healer, he's a savior, he loves you, hallelujah, he's merciful, he's kindness, hallelujah, he's joy in the midst of sorrow, hallelujah, he's almighty God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but hallelujah, glory be to God, whenever I think about the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God, and how he continues to keep my mind, hallelujah, because sometimes, as I said, it gets hard, but hallelujah, but knowing that we have a God that is faithful, hallelujah, a God that is everlasting, hallelujah, one that will never leave you, hallelujah, everything else is going to pass, hallelujah, hallelujah, there have been many gods that people have had, hallelujah, and they're all gone. Some of them are statues. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But there is no God like the everlasting God, the God of eternity. Hallelujah. The God that has the power over life and death. Hallelujah. The God that everything was created by and for. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is no one greater than our Lord God, hallelujah. Truly we thank God for his word on today, hallelujah, God of eternity, the everlasting God. Oh, that is so good to know that he is a God of eternity. Eternity has no end. That means as long as we continue to serve him and we're with him, there will be no end into life, hallelujah. The life that we will share with him, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for his word on today. This is Reverend Doris Dorsey. I pray that you were blessed by the word of God. And I say to those of you today that if you do not know the Lord God, that I offer you the plan of salvation today, that you too can spend eternity with an everlasting God, that you too will be able to know that when your body has left this life, that your life has not ended, because you will have eternity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And what an awesome way to know, awesome feeling to have inside of you that in this life, all that you have endured, that there is still something greater that is waiting for you. Hallelujah. Not saying that you can't have things in this life, not saying that you can't have the peace in this life, of knowing that you have a God that you serve that is everlasting, a God that loves us. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of our suffering, we can still have that peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I ask you today to say with me, Father God, I am a sinner, and I repent of my sin. I ask Jesus Christ to come into my life to be my Lord and Savior, to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Father God, I ask you to help me, to strengthen me, to be all that you would have me to be. I ask you to lead me to a place, Lord God, a fellowship, Lord God, where the word of God, where your word is being taught and preached, and the fellowship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in love. Glory be to God. Father God, I thank you, and I believe on this day that I am saved. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. Romans 9:10 says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in Romans 13:1 says, as anyone shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what has been going on in your life, but if you call on the name of the Lord God, that you shall be saved this day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but this day, this time. Glory be to God. And you pray and you ask the Lord God to lead you to that place where you can fellowship in the love of Jesus Christ and his words being taught and preached, because that is so important that you get an understanding of the word of God and that you be led by the Spirit of God. You allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Always pray and ask God his directions and for your life. Glory be to God. Not to lean to your own understanding or to anyone else's, but pray and seek God's guiding. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for his word on today. I ask that you continue to pray for Reverend Doris and I, that we continue to stand on the word of God and that the word will continue to go forth. And I would also like to give you, if you would like to get in contact with us, first, I would like to thank everyone for those of you that have sent in your prayer requests on our ministry site. We pray that God has blessed you as you have seeked his face as well. Glory be to God for what his wish and plan is for your life. Glory be to God. And we pray that God will continue to lead you and guide you into that place where he wants you to be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you would like prayer, you may go to our ministry site, www.inhispresentministrywe.com. That's inhispresentministrywe.com. Glory be to God. And you may put in your prayer request. Glory be to God. If you would like to tell us something that God has done in your life, a praise report, or if you even receive salvation on today, you may also go to that website. We also have another website, Spirit-Filled Woman website, and you can also go there too and leave your prayer requests or testimony, whichever you desire, or if you like to join that site, glory be to God. It's www.spiritfilledwoman.web.com. That's spiritfilledwoman.web.com. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we truly look forward to hearing from you. And may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you on today. Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We pray, Father God, your word be placed in our heart that it help us not to sin against thee. It will give us comforting, Lord God, to know your word, Father God, that everything that has been said and done, Father God, we pray that you are pleasing, that it's pleasing unto you, God. Father God, I ask that you continue to let those that listen, Lord God, be encouraged, be to know, God, that you are faithful, and that we must continue to be faithful unto you, Father God, knowing that you are God Almighty, that everything belongs to you, Father God, even us, Father God. And God, I thank you. I thank you and I give you honor and glory for your Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered on the cross for our sins, Lord God, that we might be reconciled with you, Lord God. I thank you that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we can have salvation, eternal life. It's because of his suffering on the cross that this day, Father God, so many have called on your holy names and have been saved. And there are others, Lord God, that I pray, Lord God, will come unto you, Lord God, for the word of, for your word said that no man knows the hour nor the day that the Lord will come, Father God. And I pray that they will seek you, Lord God, before the time come, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name I pray and ask it all. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, this is Reverend Doris Dorsey. Be blessed and know that God loves you and so do we. God bless you and have a blessing.
Written in the Lamb's book of life.
Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.